You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief for Friday, June the 28th, 2019. It's number 238. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. This is the Grow Great Daily Brief for small business leadership. Well, it applies to executive CEO. It really applies to any kind of leadership, to tell you the truth. But the focus is certainly on small business. Let's talk about making failure temporary. Increasingly, I am convinced there is one factor that is far superior to all others in determining our success. Some of my favorite terms are tenacity, resilience, ferocity. These are words that they speak to a person's refusal to quit. And I'm not talking about quitting things that aren't working. I'm not talking about quitting things that we discover, you know, I don't really want to do this. I'm not talking about quitting and changing one's mind, because they aren't the same thing. And I'm not talking about quitting because you realize you really don't want it badly enough. You thought you did, but turns out, not really. I'm talking about pursuits that we want, we really, really want. But when it's hard, or when failure continues to slap us in the face, or worse, our resolve weakens. And eventually, we just get ground down. We give up. We quit. World-class athletes often speak of having short memories. When they experience defeat, and they all do, they don't dwell on it. They make that failure temporary. The voice in their head does not defeat them by trying to convince them this is a permanent condition. The one factor that trumps all others, in my estimation, is optimism. Pure and simple, it's belief. The belief that this too shall pass is a quality that we can all use more of, optimism. You know, but it's a deeply personal issue, and our head trash can be really hard to clear out. So here's a question that can help us hopefully dig a little bit deeper. What's the cause of your failure? When you do fail, when things go south, when things don't work out the way that you want them to, what's the cause? What's the cause of your difficulty? What's the cause of your trouble? What's the cause behind this issue? It goes to the heart of how we think, which really goes to the heart of how capable we are to view failure as temporary or not. Do not avoid responsibility. Our accountability as leaders is a critical component of how our resolve, our strength, our determination are either going to be built up or they're going to be weakened. When you look at the causes of most of your failures, and you can look at the ones that are on the radar right now, to what do you ascribe these failures, these problems? Listen, we all attribute these to something or somebody. I'm aiming this at our leadership. Whether you own a business, or you're the CEO, or an executive, or a team lead, you're the leader. You're the leader in whatever the situation that you're in. Trouble ensues, and you assign blame or responsibility on who or what? There's the question. Permit me to make a case for you to own it, every bit of it. I mean, why not? I pretty regularly tell people, I know optimism is hard, but pessimism is harder. I mean, there's just not much, if any, downside to optimism, nor is there any downside to owning it. That is, owning the failure. If you're the leader, it's your responsibility. You're accountable first to yourself, then to your organization or your team. It's the burden of leadership. It's also the upside of leadership. You choose to be the leader and accept that responsibility, or you choose to be the victim suffering failure because, well, somebody else did something or some circumstance happened that was completely beyond my control. Yeah, sure, things do happen beyond our control. But even those things can't make us victims if we will not allow it. Bad things happen to everybody. This is not about finding fault. This is not about assigning blame. It's rather about how we choose to think about and what we choose to believe about our adversity, our obstacles, our challenges, and yes, our failures. Choose to own it, then move on. And that's only possible if you can truly believe that this is not a permanent condition. Realize that it happens to every human being on the planet, more than you'll ever know because, well, you know your story. You're attracted to see the success, those mountaintop moments that other people experience. You dwell more on your failures, and you're also dwelling simultaneously on their success. that doesn't help. It's unreasonable because it's not accurate. It's a mirage. Don't sell your mind to failure. You just need to rent out your mind to failure and do it by the minute and keep the minutes really short, because failure loves to move in, right? Failure just loves to back up the big semi and just unload all the furniture and just take up residence in your head. And that's when you've got to make sure that you put up that no vacancy sign, and you got to mean it. You have to show the organization the way. If you refuse to keep pushing for innovation, creative problem solving, and overcoming challenges, then you're going to quickly find your team is going to also resign themselves to defeat. It's a culture killer. It's a business killer. It's a life killer. There's another word that I think we need to consider as we wind the week down, and that word is confidence. Failure erodes confidence. Success fuels it, mostly. I've got a question. What if we flipped failure on its head? And what if we just put failure into a chokehold? What if we leveraged failure to increase our confidence? Confidence that we're going to figure this out. And now that we've experienced a little bit of failure, we're going to figure it out sooner than later because we accept the responsibility for this failure. We now realize it's kind of like Edison. Okay, well, we know that didn't work, which has to bring us closer to what may work. It's the protection that we provide to ourselves and our company. We liberate our team. We free them to move forward because, well, there's just no time for blaming. There's no time for assignment of blame. There's only time to get on with figuring out how to improve, how to get past this failure, confidence that we can and we will do it. Well, now I realize that puts even more pressure on you as a leader. Because people are going to follow your lead, which means they follow your optimism or they follow your pessimism, and you get to decide. See, I told you pessimism was way harder. Well, it's in the week and this month of June and the first quarter. I mean, the end of the first half. Let's end it on the highest note possible. Whatever did not work out well for you in the first half of 2019, let it go. Now, first, dissect it. Dissect it with your team. Learn from it, but don't spend any time assigning blame. You just step up and take responsibility for it yourself. Take ownership. Take responsibility for nudging the team forward past it, too. The challenges, the constraints, the obstacles that foiled you in the first half, they don't have any place in the second half. It's over. It's done. Refuse to dwell on them, and don't let any of your team members dwell on them either. And remind everybody, we got to have short memories. Preach the truth. Preach the truth that failures, they're just temporary, and they're useful if we'll all help one another learn, understand, and grow. Be optimistic about the second half. Expect success. Express belief in your team's ability to achieve it. Commit to remaining in front in that belief and in doing whatever you can to help each member of your team reach higher. Get it done. Listen, the second half of 2019 is going to be spectacular. See to it. Make it happen. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let me end the week by urging you, if you are a small business owner in the United States, anywhere in the United States, and you have any interest at all in joining forces with a small band of other small business owners who are committed to this effort of learning, understanding, and growing your business, growing your leadership, growing your life. And if you think being part of a mastermind group of people like that could be beneficial to you, then let me encourage you to check out thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com, a 7-member group, well, 8 counting me, to do exactly that. For us to help one another grow our businesses, grow them greater, and grow our lives and grow our leadership. Thepeeradvantage.com. Go visit it. You can find all the details over there. Click the big orange apply now button. And let's at least have a conversation to see if this is something that would be a good fit for both of us. Thanks for listening. Again, the website is growgreat.com. And Lord willing, I will see you on Monday. And we'll start a new week. We'll start a new month. We will start a new half. See ya.